Hello, my friends. Thanks a lot, Mr. Combis. You show again your creativity, and it's very good. And congratulations for that. And I'm really enjoying myself for being here. I have a time to think about and think and talk about great things. You let me think about this topic. First off, I wanna say this picture, all pictures have an unspoken language, and they have a lot to say. But I wanna speak about two pictures. One of them is the picture 4, and another is 5. In picture 4, we see two trees. One of them is young, and another is old. When we consider a tree for a moment, and when we think about it, maybe we just see it's beautiful, its beauty, when we look at the tree, we see the tree is beautiful and it has green leaves. But we don't see what goes on underground when it grows roots. We don't see its roots. Tree, in order to grow strong and produce its beauty, the tree must develop deep roots to be more stronger. So we don't see its roots, and we just see its beauty. And we just enjoy from its beauty. But the beauty of yours always is transient, and it's not permanent. And it doesn't last for a long time, and it's the bad point of beauty. We see all tree has a deep roots, and it shows that this tree have a lot of experience. And it's very good, and we can say it is the same way for human. When we see, when we look at a person, maybe we judge their appearance. Maybe we judge the book by its cover, and it's very bad. We don't see their inside, and we don't see their roots. For human, we can say it is the root that holds us. It is a root that keeps us from everything, especially from bad events that maybe happen for us. And it is a root that makes us stronger. And for human, I can say the root is the type of intelligence. It is education and intelligence. It is personality. It is education. Yes, it is real humanity. It's not money. It's not just appearance and beauty. So we see that tree learns us, that tree learns us good points and good lessons for us, has a good lesson for us. About picture five, it dawned on me the lesson, one of the lessons of power English course that we have, the lesson be a champion, and the lesson from Seth Godin. There we see that Seth Godin, he said that for being a champion, we need to be different from other person. We need to break the rules, and we don't need to follow other people. We don't need to change themselves, ourselves for being like other people. But unfortunately, most people are living the life that is someone else is living. But we don't need to change to please other people, and that other people like us. It's very bad that we always try to improve ourselves just for this reason that we say there is that other people see us, and they maybe they like us or maybe they hate from us. So it's very bad that we just living for other people. And as says Godin says in that says in this lesson, for being a champion, we doesn't need to be the same as everyone else is. So go ahead and do everything that we like. We don't need to change our color. We don't need to be one of group of people that like us because we want to be like them. And this picture, as I said, has a lot of things to say, and thanks a lot again, Mr. Combis. Your choice is the best. Thanks.